Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International, the first new show for 2013. I'm Keith Powell, and it's nice to have you with me. I hope that over the last few weeks you enjoyed some of our encore presentations. Well, you know, we didn't really think that we should just, you know, stop the show, but we did need to take a little bit of time off, so I hope you enjoyed those. We're going to begin today with Dave Brubeck from an album called The Crossing. This was a release that he made for the Telarc label in 2001. It features Dave Brubeck on piano, Bobby Milatio on alto sax and flute, Alec Dankworth on bass, and Randy Jones, Alec Dankworth on bass, and Randy Jones on drums. This is one of Brubeck's own compositions called Hold Fast to Dreams. Hold Fast to Dreams, Dave Brubeck and his quartet from the album The Crossing, featuring one of his own compositions. We're now going to have another pianist, again, probably one of the most famous of the 20th century, along with Dave Brubeck, but of course a very, very different style. Now, just listening to Dave Brubeck a moment ago, you can tell the very big classical influence that Dave Brubeck had. The next one had so many other influences that you can almost tell them apart immediately just by listening to a single recording. I'm talking about Oscar Peterson. Here he is with Milt Jackson and Reunion Blues. Thank you. Oscar Peterson with Milt Jackson and Reunion Blues right here on Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If you'd like to listen to this edition of the program again or past editions, visit our website. That's www.pcjmedia.com and click on Jazz for the Asking, which you'll find on the right-hand menu. The Manhattan Transfer has made a very long career of singing everything from bebop, rock, pop, disco. How many other styles can I think of? But they're also known for doing fantastic interpretations of some standards, like this one, Body and Soul.
Yes, indeed he was. Talking about the guy that made it sound so good. Some people knew him by the beat, but Hawkins was his name. He sure could swing and play pretty too. Sounds good to me, should sound good to you. I love to hear him playing body and soul, very pleasing to the ear. When I first heard it on the record, I just stopped right there. Sounded like a band of angels in the sky, and I have never ever heard a sweeter tone. In fact, I paid no attention to the saxophone till Coleman Hawkins came along and spoke to everyone, saying better listen, saying better listen, won't you hear me while I play for you. Sometimes it's hot, then again it's blue. My soul just seems to wander, pleasing each and every one is what I've long been craving for. The doors have not been always open, but I am trying to please you. Please don't try to stop me, hope you like it, folks. And then he started cooking. Every time he played some melodic melody, fast or slow, you could tell that it was Hawkins. No other one ever has quite captured his tone. Just he alone has a sound that penetrates. It will sure go right through you, yes it will. And every chorus gives you just another thrill. Then along came Eddie Jefferson. He sang the melody like Hawkins played it. He sang it true, he sang it blue, made words for it too. All his fans in New York loved him, there's no one above him. Even the USA, I've heard him say, oh, Eddie was the man. Oh, how he could sing, man, did he swing. Sang on the wing, did his own thing, yes, he did. Throughout the country, music lovers are still wigging on Eddie, singing all around the world. He is known. Rhythm was a special joy, he swung it like a horn. He must have been born to be a singer, cause his lyrics were so sincere and true. Funny saddle blue, oh yeah. And we've got to remind you, many years it took him singing every day to achieve his first claim to fame. He was 20 years ahead of his time, and he knew it, but he kept right on a singing. He went all around the world,
all around the world,
making rhythm, cause music sure was in him, and he knew it was. Sang with Moody and Richie Cole, he could sing it just like Bird, but his forte was the words he wrote to music that he sang. So he sang, and he sang, and he sang, his words so clever, and I know they'll silence him never, cause he cut this masterpiece, and now we're trying to sing it for you. Hope the beat and Eddie both would still approve. There we go. We didn't mean to reminisce. You can surely bet that we won't forget, cause we hear them yet. Goodbye.
A great recording from the Manhattan Jazz Quintet from the CD I've Got Rhythm, with a composition composed by the group's leader, David Matthews, called Why Wouldn't I? And before that, Body and Soul, The Manhattan Transfer. Let's now pick things up a little and have a little bit of Art Blakely and his Jazz Messengers and a composition that I think will get things going called Nika's Tempo. Art Blakely and his Jazz Messengers with Nika's Tempo. You can always tell a Art Blakely recording just by the pure energy of it. If you'd like to contact us with a request or suggestion, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, that's jazz@pcjmedia.com. And speaking of requests, we have one right now for a little bit of Joe Henderson. This is from the album In and Out, featuring Kenny Dorman on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on piano, Richard Davis on bass, Elva Jones on drums. And Cynthia, who's written us before, wants to hear the title track from it, In and Out. Thank you. Great Joe Henderson with In and Out for Cynthia from the album of the same name. Our final piece today comes from Benny Green, and this is perhaps one of my favorite albums from him. It's called Green's Blues, and it's just a piano solo, nothing more. There's no other instruments, and you really get to hear how talented a great jazz pianist can be when you hear them performing alone, unaccompanied, and no need of other musicians or instruments. This is an album released on the Telarc label about, I think, 9 or 10 years ago. Here he is playing the standard, I've Heard That Song Before.
Thank you.
Benny Green. And I've heard that song before. Well, guess what? We're now out of time. If you wish to contact us, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Or you can check us out online, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. And of course, JFTA stands for Jazz for the Asking. Anyway, that's all we have time for. We'll see you again very soon. So until next time, so long, take care, and enjoy your week. Bye-bye, everyone.